Showtime.
Yeah, showtime.
Maybe you'll laugh.
Ha ha, hearty, har, har.
Maybe you'll cry. You definitely will be entertained.
It's that simple. Are we clear? Are we clear?
On with the show, this is it.
Welcome to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, coming to you from the Bradshaw and Bryant and Smart Start MN Studios. Still in the mobile studio, I have gone from Ogallala, Nebraska, and that oppressive 107-degree heat to Gillette, Wyoming, for the National High School Rodeo Finals, where my son Shane is competing in trap shooting. All that time in the truck between locations gave me an opportunity to do some prep work for today's show. I came across some stories. I'm going to call these more like public service announcements than stories, because they will be important to you and help you avoid some pitfalls. The first story has to do with wind, passing wind. And this from the New York Post. A Brazilian influencer had to be wheeled in a wheelchair through a Portuguese airport after she experienced, quote, horrible pain from holding in her farts. Vitube, whose real name is Vitória de Feliz Moraes, she was at the Rock in Rio Lisboa 2022 Music Festival in Portugal with her boyfriend Eliezer when she began experiencing pain. Moraes was too embarrassed to pass gas in front of her significant other. Moraes posted a video to her Instagram stories of her being pushed in a wheelchair and tagged Brazilian singer Pocah, who had been hospitalized with trapped gas earlier this year. Pocah responded by telling the influencer to get well soon and added, quote, farting is serious. Pocah, she has a real name too, Viviane de Quiros Pereira, she would know about this. In March this year, she revealed she had to be rushed to the hospital at 5:30 in the morning when she woke up with severe abdominal pain. She was not on, quote, farting terms, end quote, with her boyfriend, and had been holding in her gas. Silent but not deadly trap gas isn't a serious illness, but can be mistaken for something much more severe. It is usually caused by an underlying condition like irritable bowel syndrome and doesn't usually come from holding in flatulence. So that's good news for people who don't have any other issues and hold it in. But according to Pereira, girls, don't be ashamed to fart in front of your guy, because what's really embarrassing is not letting your guy sleep because you're in discomfort, going to the hospital with your guy, and the diagnosis being, quote, trapped farts. From now on, Pereira said, I'm letting them rip, guys. Now, doctors encourage people not to hold in their farts, or they may be absorbed into the bloodstream and exhaled from their mouths. Yeah, let it fly. Past that wind, you don't want to have fart breath. Now, here's another story from that part of the anatomy, that southern part. And the PSA part of this, the public service announcement, don't put a water bottle in your butt. A married man from Iran is recovering after doctors removed a 7.5-inch water bottle from his rectum. The suspect suppository was discovered after the 50-year-old arrived at the hospital with his wife, who grew concerned once he stopped eating and began to suffer from abdominal pain and constipation. The man continued to successfully hide his painful secret right up until it was revealed to doctors via a CT scan. According to an article in the Clinical Case Reports Journal, the man avoided mentioning that he'd inserted the object himself due to, quote, embarrassment and, quote, fear of his wife. What would she do to him? Anyway, the case study said that he had inserted the bottle with the bottom going in first in order to use the top as a grip to pull out. Well, it didn't quite work that way. When the time came to do that, the unfortunate object wound up trapped in the man's large intestine. Doctors at Imam Khomeini Hospital in Sari did not mention why exactly how the bottle got stuck there, but did say that sexual gratification is usually behind these sort of situations. The man, also known to have a history of depression, according to the report. I'll tell you what, it depressed me if something like that happened. He was rushed to emergency surgery to remove it. Surgeons were able to slowly drag the bottle out without causing damage to the intestine. The man was discharged 3 days later and referred to psychiatric clinic. According to medical professionals, similar cases have been reported in men around the world aged 30 to 40 and obviously up to 50. Other objects retrieved from the bottom, the rectum, include light bulbs, bottles, truncheons, body spray cans, and turkey basters, according to the report. And here is another story, another PSA, related to intestines. Mars Inc. has been sued by a consumer who claims that Skittles, yes, Skittles, those great little candies, well, the claim is that Skittles are unfit to eat because they contain a known toxin that the company had pledged 6 years ago to phase out. In a proposed class action filed on Thursday in Oakland, California federal court, Janelle Thames accused Mars of endangering unsuspecting Skittles eaters by using heightened levels, that's quote, by the way, heightened levels, of titanium dioxide, or TiO2, T, small I, capital O, 2, as a food additive. The lawsuit also said titanium dioxide will be banned in the European Union next month after a food safety regulator there deemed it unsafe because of, quote, genotoxicity or the ability to change DNA. Oh my God, a Skittle can change your DNA? All right, here's a quote. A reasonable consumer would expect that Skittles can be safely purchased and consumed as marketed and sold, the complaint said. However, the products are not safe. End quote. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages for fraud and violations of California consumer protection laws. Mars did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Now, Mars is based in Virginia, and they pledged in February of 2016 to remove artificial colors from its food products over the next 5 years. In October 2016, it confirmed that titanium dioxide was among the colorants being removed, according to the nonprofit Center for Food Safety, and that cites an email from Mars. According to the lawsuit, titanium dioxide is used in paint, adhesives, plastics, and roofing materials and can cause DNA, brain, and organ damage, as well as lesions in the liver and kidneys. Thames from San Leandro, California, said he bought Skittles at a local quick stop in April and would not have done so had he known their contents. He said checking the label would not have helped because the ingredients on Skittles' bright red packages are hard to read. Yeah, I think I'm going to hold off Skittles until they're transparent and safe to eat. You know what's not safe? Counting on the Twins to win the AL Central. Did you see what happened to them over the last four games? They lost 3 of 4 to the Chicago White Sox. You look at their last 10, they have lost 7 of their last 10 games. They are in a tailspin heading into the All-Star break. Yesterday's game against the White Sox, they got destroyed 11-0. They are in trouble coming out of the break. They better get it back together. Cleveland is just 2 games behind, and Chicago is surging and just 3 games behind. So coming out of the All-Star break, your Twins, your Minnesota Twins, have a lot of work to do. We have a lot more to do as well. So the BS Show will take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Boating season is here, and many of you will be hauling a boat to the lake this summer. At Bradshaw and Bryant, we encourage you to keep yourself and others safe by obeying the laws of the lakes. Keep in mind that children 10 and under are required to wear a life jacket at all times. It's also good to make sure everything on the boat is in working order before heading out into the water. Alcohol causes thousands of boating injuries every year. Remember that the captain is responsible for the crew and cannot be over the legal limit. And please, not only be aware of other boats in the water, but keep an eye out for water skiers, tubers, and jet skiers. I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. Please do your part to keep yourself and others safe on the lakes this summer.
You can find Mike Bryant of Bradshaw & Bryant in the St. Cloud Area White Pages and at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Mike Bryant, seeking justice for the injured.
Working hard and going farther with Mike Bryant on your side. Seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
This is Bob Sansiver, host of the BS Show, and I have known Ed Cohen and Mike Friedberg for many, many years. They're both great guys. They also are the owners of Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System. They are the only people you should go to, the go-to people, if you or someone you know has had a DUI. They will get them back on the road safely and seamlessly. Mike and Ed are attorneys. They used to be attorneys that would help you if you got a DUI. Now they're there to help you once you get that DUI and to get you back on the road. They helped craft the ignition interlock laws for the state of Minnesota. You call Mike and Ed or one of their staff, and they could run you through the process, give you a template of what to expect if you get a DUI. They will lay it all out for you, everything from hiring an attorney to what you will need to expect. They also, if you get a DUI, they will come to you. They have a mobile unit that will come to you to install the ignition interlock. There is a great deal of stress. If you get a DUI, they could help relieve some of that stress. Go to smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. That's 952-224-7050. We ended the first segment with sports. We're going to pick it up a little bit. How about that British Open? Cameron Smith wins his first major. He came storming back. Looked like Rory McIlroy was in great shape. And Smith, though, five straight birdies on the back nine, shoots a 64. Phenomenal final round. Wins his first major, the British Open. And now we have Jeff O'Brien. Well, Jeff, you do so many things that you do. You're an attorney, represent, 60 craft breweries and also refineries. Not refineries, distilleries. Do you have any refineries? No refineries, right?
Not yet.
Might be able to. You also, last week, you told us that people who collect cards should really be looking for this young fella from Forest Lake, Matt Wallner. And what did he do to his rookie card or the card that's out for him with his home run in the Futures game?
Yeah, so I was just curious because, I saw they had the Futures game yesterday, and both he and Spencer Steer played. Now, last week I couldn't remember which level that Matt Wallner was at. He's at Wichita, so the Double A, but I heard during the game yesterday, listened to the game on the radio, and they said that the Twins game, and the announcer said that he is being promoted to St. Paul after the All-Star break. So he will be here in St. Paul playing for the Saints after the All-Star break. But he and Spencer Steer were at the Futures game. He hit a two-run home run during the game. Spencer went 0-for-2, but I just did a peek this morning, and I saw some of his autographed Bowman Chrome first cards going for over $75. The bidding was up past $75.
Really?
Yeah, and I had picked him up, Bob, a couple weeks ago. I picked up two of his first issue Bowman Chrome cards for, I think, $30 total.
Wow.
And I just had a hunch. I'm like, this, if he, everybody kept saying he was the hot prospect. And so I figured let's grab him. And I did. And so far, so good. That's how quickly some of these guys can escalate. If they start to move up. I mean, that's the thing is, in the old days, you'd get like somebody's rookie card, right? Like a star player, and that in a pack of cards. And that was the be all end all. What really is the key right now is you go find these guys, these young guys who aren't yet there because they haven't had the appreciation and the card value, and go find the limited, the autograph editions that get inserted in the packs. You can find those, online or local card shop or whatever. Pick those up and hold those. Those are really where the good investments are, is particularly in those Bowman Chrome first auto cards of the young players. That's where you end up making a nice spread on those if you end up flipping those later. It's not the rookie cards that you find in a pack that you find at the at Target or Walmart or wherever.
Okay, now you said that it went from like 30 to 75. When do you sell? Do you hold on to it for years?
I hold on to it. Right. I collect Twins cards, so I bought them for my own personal collection. But yes, there are collectors out there that will speculate that we're buying them up ahead of his being in the Futures game and are now selling them for a higher price.
So it used to be kids only. But you buy the card, mm-hmm. and you know you have the card. You put them on the spoke of your bike. Now though, it is a. I mean, it's an investment for people, right? It's in a sense, it's you get enough of them and you're making enough money. I mean, it's like a version of playing the stock market, right? You're betting on these guys.
It really is. I've seen stories of people. I'm in a lot of different groups on, especially on Facebook, and there's young people on there talking about how they actually bought their first house by their card selling business. You know,
really?
And then they'd sell them. And it gets a little crazy. I mean, you know, Target has, and some of these stores have had to limit how many packs or how many boxes you can buy when you're there, because these guys that are flipping them just come in when they stock the shelves and literally load the whole thing, the whole aisle into their cart and take off.
Wow.
And so they've put some limits on that. So they've kind of taken some of the fun out of it.
See, this has never really interested me. The only sports memorabilia slash collectible that I have is the 1975 Lakewood Little League team won the Little League World Series in Williamsport. I covered the game, and I was a kid, too. I was like 18 or 19, freshman or sophomore freshman in college. And that had some meaning to me because, like, to me, that was a big deal to see these kids from my, you know, the next town over win. And it was the one year in that string where the Taiwanese teams did not come, because they were dominant in the early 70s and even in the later 70s. But that has meaning to me. None of this other stuff does, but I may have missed the boat on it.
Well, I like the Twins baseball cards, Bob. I've always had kind of memorabilia-wise, I like stuff that maybe of historical significance or something related to one of my own clients. I have a friend of mine who is very close with Bud Grant, and a couple of years ago he was showing me, I got Bud to hand draw a play and then sign it. You should get him to do the Hail Mary play. And so he went and did it. He got Bud to draw Squadron Right, you know, the 1980 Cleveland game. And it started out, they had prints made of it, and they were going to have both Bud and Tommy Kramer sign it. And then he got hooked up through Sir Francis Asbury Tarkenton to Ahmad Rashad. So I haven't picked it up yet. I paid for it. I haven't picked it up for my friends yet, but I have the number 80 of like 100 of the hand-drawn Squadron Right by Bud Grant, signed by Bud, Tommy, and Ahmad Rashad.
You know what? That would be a neat thing to have, because it's not just an autograph, and it's not even a photo that's autographed. That's neat.
Yeah, and the reason I did it, not only because of, you know, Bud hand-drawing the play, but my dad was at the game.
Oh, really?
So I've heard the stories from him of being at the game and his perspective sitting there at the stands. So it kind of is like it will become like, you know, be passed down to my nephews or whatever, because it'll help continue telling the story of my dad being at the game watching it while I've got my friend Mr. Kramer on the other end throwing the ball into the end.
Well, you know what you could do is, are you going to frame this thing?
Oh, it's already framed.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say is, what you should do is see if you can get a big photo of Metropolitan Stadium. Doesn't have to be from that game, but have it during a Vikings game and put a picture of your dad nearby.
He's got photos with it. A friend of mine.
Oh, he did. You're way ahead of the game on me.
I'll have to send you pictures when I finally actually pick it up.
That'd be terrific.
But that kind of stuff. Yeah, I'll have that forever. That's a cool piece.
You know what? I had not thought until you brought it up. If you can get a coach or a player to diagram a famous play, that thing is, while not priceless, the original has got to be worth a ton of money. And I don't know that Bud realizes how much money it was worth, or he would have been selling them himself. Or is he capitalizing on this and getting part of the money?
I think he gets some, but I think what I've heard from talking with my friend who knows Bud has this attitude of he wants to make sure that everybody, like in perpetuity, who wants a Bud Grant autograph has the opportunity to do it. So Bud has signed a lot of stuff that's been put away for future, you know, sales and such. So long after Bud is gone, there'll be Bud Grant autograph items. I think that's really cool on his part that he has that philosophy that he wants everybody that wants an autograph piece from him to be able to get one.
Well, what you got to me, of all the things I've heard about of Bud pieces, that one is, you know, the only thing that might make it a little better, and I don't know that it would, if he diagrammed the play on a football. That'd be kind of neat. You need to go find him and, hey, Bud, diagram that play for me, will you? And sign it right here. Something to think about. All right, I got to ask you about this. A study came out, and it's, you saw it, I saw it. advising, it's in the Lancet, which is a big deal medical thing, people under 40 should not drink alcohol. Now, as a guy who represents 60 craft breweries and distilleries, I'm thinking you're not a big fan of this study and are poo-pooing it. Am I right?
No, clearly this is fake news.
It's fake news.
Some interest group paid for the study, I'm sure. So
yeah, some teetotalers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, you're not going to deny anybody Irish penicillin.
No, and you know, and they're saying, oh, it's bad for your heart, bad for your liver. Bad. We've all known this for years. Yet, if you're...
Yeah, but
you know,
the studies used to be, Bob, that you have like a glass of red wine was good for your heart. It's like, well, that's why you look at who paid who for the study.
They're still saying that the glass of wine is good for your heart, but it's really good for the older people, plus 40s.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's
well,
much nicer
it just means
for them.
More for the rest of us, for the older of us.
Yeah. All right, now, I'm going to give me an update because you got all these, like I said, craft breweries and distilleries. How many of them and how long is the timeline? Who'll be the first one out with the THC-infused seltzer? And how many of your clients are actually making it?
I've got at least a half dozen that have already contacted me and have said they're going to do it. So I don't know which one is going to be the first. I know overall, I think that Indeed Brewing is going to be the first because they already had a CBD-infused seltzer out and were told by the state not to make it anymore. So they'll easily be able to ramp up production again, and they're going to do a THC one. When we talk about THC, we're talking Delta 8. That's the THC
okay.
derived from hemp. It's not, they didn't legalize, you know, like adult use cannabis for beverages. It's THC derived from hemp, which has always been legal under the 2018 Farm Bill.
So they might actually have some casks laying, you know, in the back room. They could just tap now and get that stuff out.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, it's all going to be non-alcoholic, but, you know, because you can't get a formula approval from the feds for an alcoholic beverage with CBD or Delta 8 in it, but from what I've told for heard from people about Delta 8, I've never tried it myself, but you do get a buzz off of it, so you'll get a buzz either way. If you drink an alcoholic beer or a non-alcoholic seltzer with Delta 8, you still get a buzz.
Oh, great. Good to know. Well, I'm not going to drink it anyway, so it doesn't matter to me. All right, Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, as always, greatly appreciate it. The BS Show will take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
If you have been laid off during the COVID-19 crisis and you have sustained a work injury in the past, you might be entitled to workers' compensation benefits right now. Bialke Law is open to serve you and answer any questions you might have about workers' compensation. Call Dave Bialke at Bialke Law and talk to him about your injury, even if you're off work right now. Dave Bialke will get you the benefits you and your family need within as little as a few days. There is no out-of-pocket cost to you and no in-person visits required. The entire process can be done from the comfort and safety of your home. Even if you're unemployed and receiving unemployment benefits, you could be eligible for workers' comp over and above unemployment. Call Dave Bialke today at 763-571-2410 or look him up at bialkelaw.com, BIALKELaw.com.
If you or someone you know has a plumbing, heating, or air conditioning issue, there's only one place to go. Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Bob Sansevier, and Sabre Heating is my go-to place for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. And if I have any questions, I just pick up the phone and call, or I go to SabreHeating.com. Sabre has a great offer for you. If another company tells you you need a new air conditioner, you get in touch with Sabre, and they will send a technician for free, no cost, and let you know if you actually do, because sometimes other people are wrong. Any issues, whether, again, it's plumbing, heating, or air conditioning, go to SabreHeating.com, SabreHeating.com, or call 763-473-2267.
Also, right now, Sabre is offering a terrific deal. You get 10% off a new air conditioner if you mention the BS Show. And that's on top of other great discounts and deals offered by Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
Whether it's a lawnmower, a trailer, or a piece of heavy equipment like a skid loader or a backhoe or a tractor, Lano Equipment is my go-to place. It should be your go-to place, too. With locations in Anoka, Loretto, and Shakopee, Lano Equipment is there to help you, whether it's a rental or a purchase. Go to LanoEquip.com for more information. That's LanoEquip.com.
We are joined by Dave Bialke from Bialke Law, BIALKELaw.com.
Besides being the best workers' comp attorney you will find, Dave also is a huge fan of the Vikings and Twins and apparently World War II, because you're going. This, Dave, I think this is a great trip that you're taking. You're heading to England with some friends, and you're going to take what is it called, or the Band of Brothers tour, or is that what you're calling it?
It is called, it's a Stephen Ambrose, it's called Operation Overlord Tour, you know, over the name of the D-Day invasion.
Yeah.
It's called Operation Overlord. It's a Band of Brothers series. There's about three different tours you can take. And so this is the Operation Overlord Tour. There's four of us. We're all, you know, the typical World War II buffs, you know, in our 50s and 60s. And we fly into London. Spend 2 days in London. We see, go to the Imperial War Museum, which I've been before. It's an amazing place. We go to the Church of War Rooms, which I have not been, but I've heard is quite interesting. Then we go to Regent Park, where there was like some secret stuff done. And then we go down to Portsmouth, where they launched the invasion from several parts in England. This is the main part. We go there. Then we cross the channel on a ferry. And we spend 2 days in the Normandy beaches, and then a day we trace them through Carrington and then to Paris, and then we fly out.
Now, have you been to Normandy before?
I have not, and it's been on my big bucket list, and I was looking for the right opportunity. My wife, you know, she would go there with me, but she would not have the interest. So when this opportunity came about, I just jumped on it because this is going to be the perfect you have a historian that's there through every part. You're, you know, explaining everything, and I just think it's a perfect setup.
Well, I've been, I've been to England, I've been to France, and I took the ferry across, and you see, and I was young, but it's staggering to see all of those white crosses, you know, from the Americans who lost their life there, and it's just, it's overwhelming to see when you realize how many people hit that beach and how many never got off of it. This is a great idea to go on a tour like this. I think that's wonderful. And you'll also, certainly in France, you'll find some pretty good food. I never liked the English food. It just, nothing about it I found appealing.
I spent 9 months in college in England. And the beer was great, but the food, oh, my God. It was fish and chips are the only English thing that I thought was anything palatable. Otherwise, in England, we always ate Indian food and Asian food and Turkish food. And they were all fantastic, really good there. And so that's what we eat there. Yes, you get across the channel and you go from lousy food and you go to Paris or go to anywhere in France, yeah. And the food is outstanding.
The two things that I liked about England, and I didn't like a lot of them, but I liked the underground, and I love the fact that they had – and I assume they still do, but they had essentially these Broadway plays in the middle of the day. You know, so you could go to a show, and then, you know, you could have your evening, or you go to a show in the afternoon and at night if you wanted to. It was kind of a neat thing. I mean, I'm not going to completely down on it, but it was not what I had thought it would be. And this is the reason I went is I was working for the Associated Press, and I was the reporter sent on the first People Express, which is no longer in existence because they grew too big, but I was on their first intercontinental flight going from Newark, New Jersey, which is where they were based, to England. They had started a flight there, and it was incredibly cheap. You know, I don't know if it was $100 or maybe a little bit more, but they were known for cheap fares. You can go to, Pittsburgh for $35. You could fly just about anywhere for, you know, one way for well under $100. So, great concept, but they sort of overreached themselves. So
you have to have the revenue. You know, those airlines have come and gone. There's still some in England, in Europe. Europe has several really low budget, like Ryanair and a couple others that are EasyJet, really, really cheap airlines and absolutely no frills. I mean,
there's no frills.
There's no frills. And for a bigger guy like me, very uncomfortable.
All right. Now, this was the type where, you know, when you say no frills, you could order food on there, but it would be like a sandwich wrap. But it's so no frills that I think it was when I went to Pittsburgh, the guy behind me, I'm hearing this noise, and I look behind me. The guy is sitting in his seat with a basket that had a chicken in it.
It was like a wooden little wooden basket. I didn't know where he was going with his chicken, but they let him get on. I guess it was this is pre-support animal thing or emotional support.
I was going to say, yeah, it was not an emotional support chicken.
This was before either that or maybe People Express was at the forefront of emotional support animals. So, but speaking of emotional support animals, a lot of people may need them after the way the Twins played over the weekend, losing three or four.
It was terrible. They lost 3-4, and they were all the losses were, absolute losses. There was none of them were close.
No, they were blown out.
Yesterday's drubbing, I was at the drubbing on Thursday night, and I hate to say it, they revamped things, but because I like the core of the team. It's a good young team that has a lot of potential, but they need to add something before the trade deadline, or otherwise we're going to lose this opportunity to be in the playoffs. Because nobody from the Central Division is going as a wild card. So you got to win the division.
Yes.
And Chicago is playing better than Twins right now, and Cleveland is as well. So
Well, the two games up on Cleveland, three games up on Chicago, and you're right, they needed this break, but what do they do with it coming out? That's going to be the question, and we'll get answers when they come out of it. But right now, it is not looking good for the Twins. So we'll see where it does go. And they absolutely have to make a move or get some kind of pitching. But you don't want to, see who wants Miguel Sano. He's down in the in St. Paul. Maybe somebody will want him. You get something halfway decent, but you can't give up your core players or your best young players.
He's tearing it up in St. Paul right now, so maybe someone's thinking, hey, he's the slugger we need, the right-handed power hitter. Maybe someone would have some interest. We could get a good reliever I'm kind of cheering him on to
to keep hitting.
Well,
yes.
Because I've given up on him, but maybe someone else has some interest.
Well, if you make the phone call, he could be the next David Ortiz, and we're willing to give him to you.
So, that's the elephant in the room
Oh, no question about it. All right. Now, I wanted to ask you, the Vikings are going to be cranking up pretty quick, but Ben Lieber, former Vikings linebacker, and he's doing stuff with KFAN, he talked on a show last week about the relationship or lack thereof between Mike Zimmer and Kirk Cousins, and he basically just said that Zimmer did not like him and couldn't stand him. And that's a tough relationship when you're the head coach and you don't want to have anything to do with your quarterback. But he should have really spoken up early before that deal was even made, because clearly it was Spielman who wanted him. But he didn't seem to get along with any of his quarterbacks.
Well, exactly. I mean, we know who we're dealing with or we did. He's no longer around. But Zimmer, he's got a certain personality. And why wouldn't Spielman take the time to figure out who Zimmer would be comfortable with? Why bring someone in that's going to be abrasive to Zimmer? And I'm not blaming this on Cousins or Zimmer. I'm just saying two personalities don't necessarily get along. And if you see that, why would you then bring him in on this huge contract? That makes no sense. That's on Spielman. That's not on
yes.
Zimmer or Cousins.
And the type of guy Zimmer, because Zimmer's a throwback. He is old school. He would have loved a guy like Tommy Kramer. A guy who was just a gunslinger who, you get him away from the field and he might have a drink or two. But that was his kind of guy. I think that was Zimmer's kind of guy, They would have gotten along wonderfully, but he came along at the wrong time for Mike Zimmer. Now, I'm going to switch gears on you. I want to talk to you about workers' comp, your other expertise besides the Vikings and Twins and, World War II. We were talking a little off the air, and people need to realize, well, first of all, you're always available for a phone call if they have questions, but you've had clients that have come back years later because they may need more help or another surgery. And how big a deal is that with these insurance companies? You have to go head-to-head with them about it, but is it easier or is it tougher? I guess there's certainly a degree of toughness to get that deal done, but that's why you're there to help them, right?
Yeah, and what I was telling you off the air is I have a client coming in here in 20 minutes, and I represented him about 6-7 years ago. He had a bad neck injury, had a fusion, and now the level above the existing fusion is going bad. This is a very common circumstance. Doesn't happen on everyone, but it's very common to occur because you still have the same forces on your neck, and
sure.
They're distributing it to fewer levels. So it wears down the level above, so his doctor is recommending another fusion, and the insurance company
sent him to a doctor of their choosing. He says it's not reasonable or necessary. At least that's what he told me over the phone. I mean, at any rate, they're denying it. I'll see when I see the report as to what the basis is. But the insurance company is denying the fusion, which they frequently do because they're expensive. And so he's coming in. He'll be a little bit, and I'll sign him up, file the claim against him, get the surgery for him.
Yeah, because you'll get it taken care of. Because I mean, that they always deny, right? And then it's up to you to get the and you'll get it taken care of.
And as long as it's not closed out, the circumstances are different on different settlements. But common settlement, at least from years ago, it's getting more common to settle out future medical. But from years ago, most settlements, future medical remained open. I guess the Department of Labor and Industry had a different view on settlements years ago, and so. We got him a bunch of money, but then we left medical open, and now we're going after this medical benefit.
Terrific. Then when you're handling it, it should be a slam dunk for him. All right, what's besides Bialkelaw, BIALKELaw.com, what's the best phone number to use for people to reach out?
Call me at 763-571-2410. That's 763-571-2410.
Dave, greatly appreciate it. Have a wonderful time in Europe on that tour. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back. This is Bob Sansevier, and St. Michael Cinema is my go-to theater. I love it. They have great movies, great popcorn, real butter. They are getting back to pre-COVID levels for people going to movies. And we are joined by Shelley Schnell, who is the manager at St. Michael Cinema. And Shelley, you got some other great things going on too.
We are super excited for 2022. Our new recliners in the balcony level have arrived, and those are heated, reclining with trays. We've got a new kitchen menu coming out, great new food coming. Summerfield is launching May 28th. The drive-in will be up for special events. Great place to be for 2022.
You need to check out St. Michael Cinema right off of Interstate 94 in St. Michael.
Is inflation making you feel frustrated and out of control when it comes to your expenses? We have a solution. Solidarity HealthShare. With Solidarity HealthShare, you control what doctors you go to, what your dollars support, and how much you spend, with pricing options that start as low as $384 for families. Go to SolidarityHealthShare.com for more information or call 844-609-0077. That's 844-609-0077. If you or someone you know is dealing with a DUI, go to smartstartmn.com/the BS show, and you will get information for 20% off an ignition interlock system. Again, smartstartmn.com/the BS show.
In Pennsylvania, a teenage girl that was about to turn 18 was driving her brand new car home when she looked down to check a text message and struck a tree, killing herself and injuring a friend in the car. The average message takes 4.6 seconds to create. Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. Please don't drive while intoxicated or allow your friends and family to do so. No text message or phone call is worth dying for.
Find Mike Bryant at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Mike Bryant, seeking justice for the injured.
Welcome back to the BS Show. This is Bob Sansevier, and this segment is brought to you by All Auto Glass. I used them recently. They replace windows on my car and truck. They have mobile service. They have up-to-date technology. They will calibrate vehicles that require it. Great cash prices if you don't have insurance, and a lifetime warranty on their replacements as long as you own your car. They work with all insurance companies, cover the entire Twin Cities metro area, and use quality products and workmanship. Check them out at allauto.com. That's allauto.com.
Bob Sansevier here, and you know, I first came to Minnesota in 1984 to cover the Vikings for the Star Tribune. I was their beat reporter. And I would go to Mankato every July and spend 6 weeks there and I lived in the dorms at Gage Hall. But I got to know many of the Vikings players over the years, and I got to like them. And I just wanted to mention some of the great guys that I dealt with. It was fun then. And, you know, if I have a chance to talk to them now, like Keith Millard. Keith Millard was a great guy to deal with, and he always gave raw honesty. As a matter of fact, early on, I tried to approach him in the parking lot. He was carrying a film projector. Back then, they didn't have video, or they couldn't pop in a DVD. So he had the film projector. He's trudging across the parking lot. I go, "Hey, Keith, got a minute?" He goes, "Get away from me or I'll kill you." And I believed him. But I get along great with Keith. I did after that, and I do now. We still stay in touch. Great guy.
Also, back then, Wade Wilson was a great guy. Sadly, he passed away not that long ago. And Randall McDaniel and Gary Zimmerman were great guys, but they never wanted to talk on the record. They talked to you off the record, and they were great. Kirk Loudermilk, another one, the center on those Viking teams of the 80s. He was another great guy to deal with. And then, you know, as time went on, there certainly were other players. Henry Thomas, by the way, from that group. Loved talking to Henry Thomas. One of my best memories of him came in on his motorcycle for training camp and slid a 357 across the tabletop and told one of the Vikings employees, hold this for me until camp is over. But Henry, great guy to deal with. Carl Lee was another one, terrific to deal with. And through the years, I mean, Jared Allen was not like Millard, raw honesty, really good guy to talk to. Brad Johnson was terrific. And I know I'm missing a lot of other guys that I had a great, Matt Burke, I mean, can't forget him, running for lieutenant governor with Dr. Scott Jensen. I always had a great time dealing with him. Even Moss, when you could get him, he was raw honesty too. He told you what he was thinking. I'm giving you all this information because another guy that is in that group was Kyle Rudolph. It was terrific talking to Kyle because he was always making time for you and always honest, and I love talking to him about his dad who played fantasy football, and every year since Kyle Rudolph was a rookie, he would make sure to draft him and in his fantasy football draft, and he also got on him when he didn't get touchdowns. But Kyle, great guy, wound up with the Giants last year. He's now a free agent. And Jim Rich from Fox 9, my pal, my co-host on the Jim Bob Sports Jamboree with Vikings legend Chuck Foreman, he did a quick interview with Rudolph very recently, and I'm going to share that with you right now.
Football right now, where are you at right now health-wise, and whose door are you knocking on right now?
I'm as healthy as I've been in a while. I had the foot surgery last off season and, you know, was able to get back for the start of this past year and, healthy going into the off season. So allowed me to train for, you know, months on months, didn't have to do any OTAs or mini camp. So for a guy at my age, you know, having that time off, being able to, have a little extra free time this off season, it's been nice, but, training camp's right around the corner, so I'm getting the itch to get back to work, get back to football. Where that is, I don't know yet, but hopefully in the next couple weeks we'll know before training camp starts at the end of July.
Would Minnesota be something that would interest you now that they've changed coaching staff, changed offensive coordinator? Obviously, you're tight with a lot of your former teammates that are still there, but it's a whole new regime there. So have you explored that? Would that something that would interest you?
Yeah, it would definitely interest me. I got asked on KFAN a couple weeks ago if it would be something that I'd be willing to entertain, and I said absolutely because, as I mentioned, this is home for us, and you know certainly it would make life a lot easier for my wife and four kids to stay in the house that we live in here and not switch schools and go to a different school for 4 months and go to two schools throughout the course of the year. But this place is extremely special to us. That organization is special to us. And, you know, so for us to be able to have an opportunity to come back and play there again and fight to accomplish the only goal that I'd never accomplished as a Viking, and that would be win a championship. Certainly that would be great, but we'll see.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you are already the franchise leader by a mile in touchdown receptions by a tight end. So, I mean, you might as well pad your stats there, maybe catch a couple in that Super Bowl.
Oh, I got a few yards and receptions to catch Steve for the last two categories. So
yeah.
Certainly need to get back and try to track him down on the two things he's ahead of me on still.
This segment brought to you by Arco Exteriors. Arco offers free consultations that can be contact-free. They provide knowledge and value by looking over the entire roofing system to make certain it's in great condition, and they will walk you through the entire insurance process. Arco Exteriors will handle everything on the outside of the house, including roofing, siding, gutters, windows, and decks. They cover the entire Twin Cities metro area. For more information, go to arcoexteriors.com. ArkoExteriors.com.
And now, here is psychic Ruth Lorden.
Baseball is superstition, magic, and luck. And if the Twins want to continue winning, it's really important for them to do more of that. You know, part of that, the 1987 World Series, I'm convinced one of the reasons they won was that my cousin, the late, great Joel Revson, Maestro Revson, led the choir singing Star Spangled Banner, and the choir was the audience. And I had conferred with him many times about superstition and magic in baseball. He knew about that growing up as well, and he added it to the plate. And that's something the Twins are missing right now. They have to get it.
If you'd like to set up a reading with Ruth, go to RuthLordan.com, RuthLordan.com. Thank you to all of our guests, all of our sponsors, all of our listeners, and our radio partners, WDSM in Duluth, WNMT in Hibbing, WBHR in St. Cloud, and KWOA AM/FM in Worthington. Enjoy what's left of the day, and we'll talk to you later.